Thank you, Pastor Jay, for giving us the opportunity for preach. I hope you're doing well. And I also don't do anything bad. And I hope everyone have tomatoes in hand in your hands for to see what happens. I would like to invite you guys open your Bible again. I'm going to try to speak a little bit, and then I'm going to speak in Spanish and Becky translator for me. In books, John, chapter 6, verse 7. The same passages read before. I know you guys read before this story, and I know you memorized that story. And I know somebody before preached about this story, or you have some Bible study about this story. I would like to read exactly the verse 7. The verse 7 says, Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Let's pray. Señor, te damos gracias en esta mañana.
We give you thanks this morning.
Por esta oportunidad.
For this opportunity.
De hablar tu palabra.
Of talking about your word.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Enséñanos.
Teach us.
Ministranos.
Minister us.
Y que al salir de este lugar.
And may when we are out of this place.
Tu palabra.
Your word.
Transforme nuestro corazón.
Transforms our lives.
En Cristo Jesús.
Our hearts. In Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure when you're talking about, or when us talking about faith, it's easy to talk about faith when everything is fine, you know? When you have job, when you have enough financial situation, a good financial situation, when your physical condition is good. It's easy about talking about faith when everything is in order, okay? It's easy about faith. But it's not easy talking about faith when it's different, total situation. Our situation is not good in many areas in our life. One of the reasons I want to use these passages and these stories for preach this morning is because I would like to share with you one of the tremendous teaching I found in this story. And that's the reason I am focusing on verse 7. The old story is good. But the verse 7 have a little something to say today for us. I want to talk about today. This is my main idea. Jesus has asked for more, for a little more faith. Now, I don't want to say you don't have faith. I'm sure you have faith, okay? I don't want to say you don't have faith, but I'm sure you have faith. But Jesus asked us for a little more faith. Cuando tú lees la historia,
when you go through history, through the story, I mean,
no tienes que ser experto.
You don't have to be an expert.
Para ver qué Jesús hizo antes.
To see what Jesus has done like before.
Si regresas unos capítulos antes.
If you go back a few chapters.
Te darás cuenta.
You'll notice.
Que Jesús hizo varios milagros.
That Jesus performed several miracles.
Milagros que no eran comunes.
Not common miracles.
Sanar a un enfermo.
To heal a sick enfermo. Man.
Sanar al hijo de un de una persona.
To heal a son of a person.
Y estoy seguro.
And I'm pretty sure.
Que Jesús hizo más milagros.
That Jesus did many miracles.
Y como ustedes leen.
And as you read.
Jesús predicó con autoridad.
Jesus also preached with authority.
Todas esas cosas.
All those things.
La gente no estaba acostumbrada.
The people back then wasn't used to those miracles.
Así que era sorprendente e interesante.
So it was surprising and interesting.
Sin embargo,
however,
los discípulos ya habían visto lo mismo.
The disciples had already seen that.
Pero había un discípulo en particular.
But there was a disciple in particular.
Que ya había visto esos milagros.
That had already seen those miracles.
Estaba batallando con algo.
And he was kind of having trouble with something.
Y Jesucristo sabía eso.
And Jesus already knew that.
Y la historia en resumen es de esta manera.
And the story is like this.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Había enseñado todo el día.
Has taught the whole day.
Y estoy seguro que había hecho milagros.
And I'm pretty sure he performed miracles.
Había sacado algún demonio de alguna persona.
He had casted out demons.
Había dado algún consejo.
And given any advice.
Había predicado el evangelio.
He had preached the gospel.
Cuando él se mueve a otro lugar,
when he moved to other place,
la sorpresa es que la gente lo sigue.
He was surprised that people follow him.
Y sentado él en alguna parte de la montaña o del cerro,
he was seated somewhere in the mountain.
La historia dice que él se sienta y
and
al lado sus discípulos.
The story tells us that he was seated and there was people around him.
Y lo que él alcanza a ver.
And what he was able to see is that
es una gran multitud todavía esperando.
A great crowd waiting for him.
Y aquí viene la pregunta.
And here comes the answer. I mean the question.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Voltea a ver a Felipe.
Jesus turns his side to
Philip.
Philip.
Voltea a ver a Felipe.
He was looking at Philip.
Y le hace la pregunta.
And asks him this question.
¿De dónde sacaremos dinero?
How come we'll have money?
Para darle de comer a estos.
To feed those people, to feed that crowd.
Ahora yo les aseguro algo.
And I can assure you something.
Si Felipe viviera hoy.
If Philip lived today.
Y estuviera Jesús hoy.
And if Jesus was here today.
Mientras Jesús está hablando,
while Jesus is talking,
Felipe estuviera ocupado,
Philip would be busy,
en su teléfono,
in his phone.
Se los aseguro.
I'm pretty sure about it.
¿Saben por qué?
And you know why?
Porque cuando Jesús habla con Felipe,
because when Jesus talks to Philip,
Jesús le pregunta, ¿de dónde sacaremos dinero para alimentar a estos?
Jesus said, how are we going to take up money or have the means to feed those people?
Si tú lees la historia,
if you read the story,
Felipe está ocupado.
You can tell that Philip was busy.
¿Está ocupado en qué?
He was busy in what?
Calculando.
Calculating.
¿Calculando qué?
Calculating what?
Porque él sabía que quizás Jesús le iba a preguntar.
Because he already knew that Jesus was going to ask him.
Calculando cuánto se necesitaba para alimentar a tanta gente.
He was kind of trying to figure out how they were going to feed that crowd.
Jesús le pregunta, Felipe.
And Jesus asked Philip.
¿Cómo le vamos a hacer?
How are we going to make it?
Y Felipe dice, yo ya calculé.
And Philip said, I already calculated.
Y 200 denarios no serían suficiente.
And 8 months' wages wouldn't be enough.
Para alimentar a tanta gente.
To feed that crowd.
Ahora, ¿cuántos son 200 denarios?
And how much is 8 months' wages?
Según los cálculos, un denario.
According to the calculations.
Era el salario de una jornada de un día.
It was a salary of a whole day of working.
Supongamos.
Let's suppose.
Que usted gana $100 en el día.
You earn $100 a day.
Multiplíquelo por 200.
Multiply it by 2,000.
Esa es la cantidad que Felipe dice.
That is the amount that Philip.
Yo calculé.
Is saying he calculated.
Pedro trae tanto.
Peter has this.
Andrés trae tanto.
Andrew has this too.
Los demás traen tanto.
The rest have this.
Y todos juntos.
And all together.
200 denarios.
Are 8 months' wages.
No son suficientes.
But they're not enough.
Ahora, el texto dice.
The scripture says.
El versículo 6.
Verses 7.
Porque la pregunta es, ¿por qué Jesús le pregunta lo que le pregunta?
The question is, why is Jesus asking that question?
Y este es el problema.
And this is the issue or the problem.
Felipe.
Philip.
Ha visto los mismos milagros que los demás.
Had seen the same miracles than the others.
Pero para él.
But for him.
Todavía hay cosas imposibles de hacer.
There was still impossible things to do.
Y una de esas cosas,
and one of those things,
es alimentar a tanta gente.
Was to feed that crowd, big crowd.
Otros autores evangelistas,
other authors,
hablan que habían por lo menos 5,000 personas,
said there was at least 5,000 people,
sin contar a niños y mujeres,
not counting kids or women.
Un cálculo aproximado,
this, that was only an approximate,
serían unos 14,000 personas.
It would be around 14,000 people.
It's not exactly.
Not an exact number.
But it's approximately.
But it's an estimate.
Ahora, ¿por qué Jesús le pregunta a Felipe?
So why does Jesus ask that question?
La respuesta está en el 6.
The response is in verses 6.
Dice, le pregunta para probarlo.
He was trying to
prove to him.
To test him.
Le pregunta para probarlo.
He was asking that question in order to test him.
¿Probarlo en qué?
To test him in what?
El texto dice,
the verses says,
que Felipe tiene una dificultad.
That Felipe had a trouble.
Felipe se parece a muchos de nosotros.
Felipe was quite the same as us.
Hasta no tener todo.
Because till he had everything.
No actuó.
He didn't act.
Si no lo tengo todo.
If I don't have everything.
No actuó.
I don't act.
Si no está completo.
If it's not complete.
No actuó.
I don't act.
Porque nuestra mente.
Because our mind.
Funciona de una manera sistemática.
Works systematically.
Calculadora.
Like a calculator.
Especialmente los hombres.
Especially men.
It's not a bad thing. But our minds working in that way. I calculate it and I add everything. If I had everything in my hands, I'm doing. Philip tiene el mismo problema.
Had the same issue.
La pregunta es, ¿qué tiene que ver con fe eso?
And what is this about faith? How is it related to
el
faith?
El texto del versículo 6 dice,
verses number 6 says,
que ese es el problema de Felipe.
That was Philip's issue.
Él ya vio a Jesús sanar.
He had already seen Jesus healing people.
Él ya vio a Jesús hacer milagros.
Perform miracles.
But more than 14,000 people in front of him, feeding, alimentar a 5,000 personas.
To feed 5,000 people.
That's impossible.
It's almost impossible.
Incluso aún teniendo algo de dinero.
Even if he had some money.
Ahora, hay algo interesante.
There is something interesting here.
Del lado derecho.
The right side.
Está alguien curioso.
There was somebody.
Se llama Andrés.
Very curious. His name is Andrew.
Como muchos hombres.
As many men.
Estamos atentos a la otra conversación.
We are always paying attention to other conversations.
Y él ha escuchado la conversación entre Felipe y
so
Jesús.
So he had heard the conversation between Philip and Jesus.
Después que escucha terminar la conversación,
after he listened to that conversation,
que Felipe le dice a Jesús, no se puede.
That Jesus told Philip,
es imposible.
Cannot be possible. It's impossible.
Andrés trata de preguntarle a Jesús.
Andrew tried to ask Jesus.
Y Jesús todavía está ocupado con Felipe tratando de convencerlo.
And Jesus was still busy with Philip trying to convince him.
Y Andrés finalmente le dice a Jesús.
And Andrew finally told Jesus.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Por allá hay un muchacho.
There is a man somewhere there.
Que trae unos panes.
That has a bread.
Y unos pececillos.
And fish.
Ahora. No creo que sea suficiente.
I don't think that's going to be enough.
Pero podrías hacer algo.
But could you do something?
La historia tiene un dato interesante.
The story has something interesting.
Andrés no tiene nada.
Andrew got nothing.
Él pretende robar a alguien.
He pretended to steal from somebody.
Ahora bien, ¿qué viene a continuación?
What's next?
A continuación Jesús le dice a Andrés.
After that, Jesus told Andrew.
Dile al muchacho que nos dé los panes y pececillos.
Tell that little guy to give us the bread and the fish.
Ahora, si usted calcula cuánto
you calculate,
vale, ¿Cuánto es en dinero los 200 denarios?
How much is the 8 months wages?
¿Y cuánto serían los panes y pececillos?
And how many would the bread and fish be?
¿Cuál sería el de más valor?
What would be more valuable, the bread and fish or the money?
The money.
Okay. The money.
But Jesús le dice a Andrés,
told Andrew,
dile al muchacho que nos dé lo que
tell
tiene.
Tell that guy to give us what he has.
Y a continuación, ora.
And after he prayed.
Y hace el milagro.
And performed the miracle.
No dice.
He didn't say.
Eso no es nada.
This is nothing.
Felipe tiene más.
Felipe has more, even more.
Felipe, tráemelo para orar, para multiplicar más.
Felipe, bring
más.
It so I can multiply it.
No. Él solo dice, trae eso.
He said, bring it to me.
¿Cuál es la diferencia entre Felipe y Andrés?
What's the difference between Andrew and Philip?
Los dos se parecen.
They were pretty much similar.
Pero hay una pequeña diferencia
but
entre
there
los
was
dos.
A little difference between them.
Uno teniendo suficiente.
One having sufficient.
No para hacer lo que quería.
Not to do what he wanted to.
Y el otro no teniendo nada.
And the other not having anything at
solo
all.
Solo ve que alguien tiene.
He's noticing that somebody has.
Él cree.
He believes.
Que Jesús puede hacer algo con eso.
That Jesus can do something with it.
¿Comparado a quién?
Compared
a Felipe.
To Philip.
Quiero enseñarte una de varias cosas.
I want you to learn several things or one
en
of
medio
things.
De tu necesidad.
In the middle of your need.
Tú necesitas entender esto.
You need to understand this.
Jesús sabe lo que tiene que hacer.
Jesus already know what he's gonna do.
Versículo 6.
Verses 6.
Jesús sabe lo que tiene que hacer.
He already knows what he has to do.
Piensa lo siguiente.
Think about this.
¿Cuál es tu necesidad?
What is your need
en tu vida en
in
este
your
momento?
Life in this moment?
¿Qué es lo que te está pasando en tu vida en
what
este momento?
What is happening in your life in this moment?
Piénsalo.
Think about it.
La siguiente pregunta es.
The following question is.
¿Crees que Jesús lo sabe o no?
Do you think God already knows it or not?
Claro que lo sabe.
He already knows it.
Pero la siguiente pregunta es.
But the following question is.
Entonces, ¿por qué no hace nada?
Then why you don't do anything about it?
Porque he estado orando tanto tiempo.
Because you've been praying a lot.
Es más, llevo años orando.
I've been praying for many years.
Y no pasa nada.
And nothing happens.
¿Cómo te atreves a decir que Jesús lo
how
sabe?
How dare you? Jesus already knows it.
¿No sería más fácil decir Jesús me ignora?
Wouldn't it be easier that Jesus ignores me?
En vez de que lo sabe.
Instead of he knows.
Pero necesitas
it.
Entender algo.
But you need to understand something.
Jesús sabe lo que
Jesus
tiene que hacer.
Jesus already knows what he has to do.
¿Pero por qué no actúa?
But why doesn't he act or do something?
Porque hay un problema.
Because there is a problem.
Y el problema.
And the problem is.
No es que no tengas fe.
It's not that you don't have faith.
El problema
the problem is,
es que no tienes un poco más de fe.
That you don't have a little more faith.
¿De dónde saco esas ideas?
Where do I get those ideas?
¿Recuerdas la Biblia dice?
Do you remember that the Bible says
que Jesús dijo si tuvieras fe.
But Jesus said if you had faith.
Como un pequeño grano
like
de mostaza.
Like a grain of mustard.
¿Recuerdan ese pasaje?
Remember that passage?
Entonces, ¿por qué Jesús no actúa?
And why doesn't Jesus act or
porque
do something?
Porque no solo se trata
because it's not only about
la fe que tienes.
Your faith.
Sino que te hace falta un poco más de fe.
But you need a little bit more faith.
Porque ese es el problema que Felipe tiene.
Because that is the problem that Philip had.
Felipe sí cree.
He believed.
Hasta el momento en que vio sanar y hacer milagros.
Till the moment he saw Jesus performing miracles.
Pero lo que está enfrente de
but
él
what was in front of him
es más grande
was greater
que haber sanado a alguien.
That haven't healed people.
Es imposible.
It's impossible.
Y Jesús
and
hace
Jesus
la pregunta
asks this question
porque sabe que Felipe batalla con eso
he knew Philip was kind of having
su
trouble with that
corazón.
In his heart.
Él dice creer.
Philip said
pero le cuesta creer.
He believed, but it was kind of difficult
él dice
for
que
him
Dios
to
puede hacerlo.
He thought God was able to do it or Jesus.
Pero le cuesta creer
but
que
it was
lo
kind
haga.
Of hard to believe.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque nuestra mente
because our mind
es calculadora.
It's always calculating.
Uno más uno.
One
dos.
Plus one, two.
¿De acuerdo? Simple. ¿Dónde es que suceden los milagros?
Where does miracle happen?
Cuando dejas de calcular.
When you stop calculating.
Cuando dejas de sumar.
When you stop summing up.
Cuando dejas de decir lo tengo todo.
When you stop saying I have it everything.
Y esto es interesante en la historia.
And this is pretty interesting in the story.
Andrés también tiene dudas.
Andrew was doubting too.
Pero hay una pequeña diferencia.
But there was a little difference between them.
Casi que Andrés dice.
Andrew almost said.
No tengo.
I have nothing.
Pero hay alguien que tiene.
But there is someone who has.
¿Podrías hacer algo con eso?
Could you do something with it?
Ahora, no creo que eso.
I don't think that.
Sea suficiente.
Would be enough.
Para alimentar a tanta gente.
To feed that great crowd.
Pero.
But.
Creo que podrías hacer
I think
algo.
You could do something.
Y a continuación, ¿qué dice la historia?
And after that, what does the story tells us?
Jesús hace traer al niño la comida.
Jesus brought that kid.
Y hace el milagro.
And performed the miracle.
Esta es la tercera cosa que quiero enseñarte.
This is the third thing I want to teach you.
No es la cantidad de cosas que tienes.
It's not about the quantity that you have.
No estamos hablando de una cantidad necesariamente.
We're not talking about an amount.
De lo que estamos hablando según la historia.
But we're talking about,
es que
to the story,
de lo que tienes.
Is that what you have,
Dios puede hacer
God
mucho.
Can do much.
De lo que tienes.
With what you have,
Dios puede hacer
God,
mucho.
God can do much.
Porque entonces Dios no hace milagros a veces.
Then why doesn't Jesus do miracles sometimes?
Porque tú y yo,
because you and I,
confiamos,
trust,
en nuestros cálculos,
in our calculations.
Felipe confió en sus qué?
Philip trusted,
cálculos,
in his calculations.
200, no se puede.
8 months wages cannot be possible.
No se puede, Jesús.
Cannot be possible.
Dile a esa
Jesus.
Gente que se vaya a su casa.
Tell those people to go away.
Pero el texto dice, Jesús sabía lo que tenía que hacer.
But the verse says that Jesus already knew what he was going to do.
¿Y qué es lo que tenía que hacer?
And what he had to do.
¿Alimentar a qué?
To feed the crowd.
A tanta gente.
So many people.
De lo poco que tienes.
With little that you have.
Jesús puede hacer
Jesus
mucho.
Jesus can do a lot.
Por eso al principio dije.
That's why in the beginning I said.
Es fácil hablar de fe.
It's so easy to talk about faith.
Cuando lo tienes todo.
When you have it all.
Cuando estás sano.
When you're in a good health condition.
Cuando tus hijos están bien.
When your sons are okay.
Cuando tus hijos están en la escuela.
When your kids are at school.
Pero no es fácil hablar de fe.
But it's not easy talking about faith.
Cuando el médico te dice, no
when
hay.
When the physician tells you.
No se puede.
Cannot be possible.
Cuando tu patrón o tu jefe te
when
dice.
When your boss tells you.
Se acaba tu trabajo.
You're fired.
No es fácil hablar de fe
it's
en ese sentido.
It's not easy to talk about faith.
Pero ese es el momento perfecto.
But that's the perfect moment.
Que Jesús te quiere demostrar.
When Jesus wants to show
que
you.
Que sí, Él puede hacer algo.
That He can do something.
Porque ¿cómo es que Dios actúa si lo tienes todo?
How does God act if you have everything?
Este es el momento perfecto.
This is the right moment.
Cuando no lo tienes.
When you don't have it.
Cuando perdiste el trabajo.
When you lost it.
Cuando la enfermedad es incurable.
When you lost your job. When you.
Cuando
your
tus hijos están mal.
Illness is not, has not cured.
Cuando tu familia no está en orden.
When your family is not doing okay.
Es el perfecto
that's
momento.
A perfect moment.
En que Jesús dice.
When
de
Jesus
eso. Quiero demostrarte que puedo.
Wants to do.
Por eso al principio. Este era lo que yo hablaba.
That's why in the beginning I talk about this.
Jesús,
Jesus,
te pide un poco más de fe.
Ask for a little more faith.
No es que no tengas fe.
It's not that you don't have faith.
No te vine a decir aquí que no tienes fe.
He's not telling you that you don't have faith.
Sino que Jesús te pide un
but he's asking
poco más
for a little bit
de
more
fe.
Faith.
Porque te quiere demostrar
because he wants to show you
como se lo demostró a Felipe
just as he showed it to
que no
Philip,
se basa en lo que tenemos.
Upon what we have.
Sino se basa
but
en quién creemos,
upon what,
en quién confiamos.
We believe, who we trust.
Muchas veces hemos leído esta historia.
Many times,
y es difícil creer
it's hard to believe,
que unos panes y pececillos
a few, bread and fish,
se multiplicaron en miles.
Multiplied in thousands.
E incluso a veces
even though sometimes,
queremos pensar
we want to think,
cómo lo hizo.
How did he do it?
¿En qué momento sacaron del canasto 5,000?
How come he took out around 5,000 Out of nothing.
¿Quieren saber la respuesta?
You want to know the answer?
¿Qué les importa?
What's it to you?
Lo que importa es que él qué.
What matters is that.
Él lo hizo.
He did it.
Cuando tú te enfocas en ver cómo sucedió.
When you focus on what happened.
Deja de ser milagro.
It stops being a miracle.
Deja de ser sobrenatural.
It stops being supernatural.
Quiero preguntarte algo esta mañana.
I want to ask you something this morning.
I'm sure you have faith. Pero ¿cuánta fe tienes?
How much faith do you have?
Conste que Jesús no te está pidiendo muchísima fe.
Jesus is not asking for so much faith.
Solo Jesús te está pidiendo un poquito.
He's only asking a little.
Él sabe lo que tienes.
He knows what you have.
Él sabe lo que estás pasando.
He knows what you're going through.
Él sabe lo que necesitas.
He knows what you need.
¿Por qué no hace nada entonces?
Why doesn't he do something about it?
Porque aún sigues como Felipe.
Because you're still like Philip.
Calculando.
Calculating.
Sumando.
Summing up.
Recolectando.
Recollecting.
Y pensando.
And thinking.
¿Cómo va a pasar esto?
How is this gonna happen?
¿Cómo va a suceder esto?
How is this gonna happen?
¿Quieres saber algo?
You wanna know something?
Ahí te va a llegar Navidad. Ahí te va a llegar tu tiempo.
Your time is coming soon.
Y no va a pasar nada.
And there's not gonna happen anything.
Porque Jesús lo que quieres.
Because what God wants you.
Es que a pesar de que no lo tienes todo.
Is that even if you don't have anything or everything.
Confíes.
You have to trust.
Que Él puede hacer el milagro.
That He can do it.
Everyone here say amen. Let me start again because I don't see convince everybody here. You know, for many of us, it's a miracle being here. Because for different ways, you supporting us for being here. This is a miracle. Because when I calculate everything, I don't have enough for being here. But God moving in different way. If I invest me my time for trash, how much I have, I wasting my time. My invitation this morning is the same invitation Jesus Christ asked of Philip. You need to trust in Him. You need to have the attitude Andy have. Andy have the same attitude close to Philip. I don't believe too much, but I'm sure you can do something with this a little I have. But he don't have anything. He stole it from somebody. Quiero pedirte esta mañana.
I want to ask you this morning.
Yo sé que es difícil.
And it's a bit hard.
Hablar de fe.
To talk about faith.
Y predicar de fe.
And to preach about faith.
Pero no es fácil vivirla.
But it's not easy to live it.
Cuando no lo tienes.
When you don't have it.
Cuando no está completo.
When it's not complete.
Te invito.
I invite you.
A que tengas la actitud.
To have the same attitude.
De Andrés.
That Andrew had.
No la actitud de Felipe.
Not the attitude of Philip.
Felipe es un calculador.
He is a calculator.
Eso funciona en tu negocio.
That works in your business.
Pero en tu vida cristiana
but
no.
But not in your Christian life.
¿Necesitas calcular? Sí.
You need to calculate.
¿Necesitas ser ordenado? Sí.
You need to be an organized person.
Claro que sí.
You need to be like that.
Pero Dios no va a actuar.
But God is not going to act.
Si esperas tener todo.
If you expect to have everything.
Para que la fe actúe.
So that faith become a reality.
Necesitas tener la actitud de Andrés.
You need to have the same attitude as
que aunque no lo tenía todo.
And even if he didn't have everything.
El texto dice.
The verse says.
No es suficiente.
That it wasn't enough.
Para alimentar a tanto.
To feed a crowd like that.
Pero puedes hacer algo.
But you can do something.
Ese es el tipo de fe
that
que Jesús quiere.
That is the type of faith God wants us to
tengamos.
Have.
Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Señor, esta mañana.
God, this morning.
Gracias por enseñarnos en esta historia.
Thank you for teaching us in this story.
Sé que la hemos leído más de una vez.
I know we've read it many times.
Pero esta mañana, Señor.
But this morning.
Te pedimos perdón.
We ask you for forgiveness.
por tener a veces la actitud de Felipe.
The same attitude as Philip.
Ayúdanos, Señor,
helps us, Lord,
a tener mejor la actitud de Andrés.
To have a better attitude as Andrew.
Que aunque no lo tenía todo,
that even he had it, all,
estuvo dispuesto a confiar,
he was able to trust you,
que podías hacer el milagro.
That you could do the miracle.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Thank you for your word.
Y ayúdanos a vivir como hombres de fe y mujeres de fe.
As men of faith,
que estén dispuestos a confiar en ti,
so that we are able to trust you,
aunque los demás digan que no,
even though the others said no,
aunque no lo tengamos todo,
even we don't have everything,
aunque no lo completemos,
even if we don't complete it.
Ese es el tipo de fe que nos pides.
Type of faith you are asking us.
Confiar que tú lo puedes hacer.
Trust you're going to do something.
En Cristo Jesús.
In Jesus Christ.
Amén. Thank you, guys.